We have been a bit grumpy this week here at the program because over the years, as you know, we've taxed you with endless interviews, discussions, investigations about tax, about multinational tax avoidance, tax reform, Trump's tax returns, Trump's new tax bill, company tax, etc. But not one mention in parliamentary estimates. As you know, this is the time of year when our parliamentarians ruthlessly interrogate various arms of government or affiliated bodies like the ABC. Not that we wanted to get mentioned, I guess, either attacked or defended, but I just thought everyone should know that we love talking about tax on this little wireless program. We especially love talking about complex tax jargon. And our word for tonight is incidence, not incidence TS, but INCIDENCE. Make a note of it because you'll be asked questions later. Why has corporate tax policy become so politicised in recent months here? Well, we know that part of the answer can be found in the US, but we might find some more of the answer as well in Germany. We welcome back to LNL our regular commentator on Germany, economist Sebastian Dullion. Sebastian is a senior policy fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin. And from Washington, D.C., Martin Sullivan. Martin is chief economist and contributing editor with Tax Analysts magazine. To you first, Sebastian. Last week, the Wall Street Journal had an article which headlined, Germany's coffers are overflowing, but no one is talking about tax cuts. Sebastian, why not? Everyone else is.
I mean, that's not entirely true. In our election campaign, there were some people who were talking about tax cuts, and actually there was a big discussion about removing one of the taxes, the so-called solidarity surcharge on the personal income tax year. What Germany is not talking about at the moment is cutting corporate income tax or corporate taxes. My understanding is that in Australia, this is the big debate at the moment. Germany is not talking about corporate tax cuts because we had our fair share of that in the past. Past 20 years, and basically, I think the overall perception is that they have never brought more investment nor an increase in wages or employment, and therefore it's a waste of money to cut corporate taxes further.
And there seems to be a perception pretty much across the spectrum that Range would take the view that such cuts would be slightly shameful or outright evil.
Yeah, I mean, those cuts are perceived as contributing to growing inequality, and inequality has become a major topic for Germans. It's not entirely clear how many people are really concerned. The left thinks a lot of people are concerned. The right, political right, thinks it's more of a media hype. But that being said, there's a discussion that the rich tend to get richer and the poor tend to get poorer. And of course, if you cut corporate taxes, the first thing you would assume is that the rich get more dividends and therefore they get richer again. And that's not something you want at this moment in time.
In Australia, we're being told, in an echo, I suppose, of the Trumpian position, that corporate tax cuts will help with wage growth. But that wasn't the case in Germany.
We had two major corporate tax cuts in the past 20 years. One came into effect in 2001 and the other in 2008. And we moved, I mean, there were some technical details, I'll spare you those. But by and large, we cut the statutory rate for profits from a bit more than 50% in the late 1990s first, to 25% and then to 15%. So because the system is extremely complicated, that means the effective tax rate went down from something like 52 first to 39 and then further still. And the result was, the question is whether it was a result, but during the same time, wages stopped growing and we had basically a decade of wage stagnation, real wage stagnation, and fall for the lower incomes. So most people don't connect corporate tax cuts with wage increases, but just with the opposite.
One of the reasons I wanted you and you and Martin on the program tonight is that we were looking at some research by a German economist, Andreas Peischel, I think, and it's spread around the Western world because it says if you raise corporate taxes, workers lose out. That is, the board burden falls on them. Do you know this research?
Yes, I do know that research, and it has been very highly published in the American Economic Review. However, I think the results are not, even though if they say that's what they found out, I think if you look into the data, you need to be a bit more careful, because what they did not look is at, what they did not do is looking at this big national tax cut, but we have something in addition to the national corporate tax, and that's a local business tax. And what they did is they looked at small variations of local business taxes, and then they checked whether in these towns, during that time, wages developed in one way or the other. The problem here is that this is linked very much to peculiarities of the German fiscal system. The municipalities, they get part of the personal income tax, but that is fixed, that share. They have to do certain expenditures, which is, legislated by the federal government, so they cannot change that. And one of the only things they can do is they can change their business tax. They are also not allowed to borrow. So in my reading, what you see in this data here is that a mayor is confronted with a business closing down in his constituency because he has to continue spending. And he gets less money from the federal government. The only thing he can do is increasing the local business tax rate. And if you now do this econometrics, it looks like that the increase leads to lower employment and wages in his area.
It's now time to move from Berlin to Arlington in Virginia and to welcome Martin Sullivan to the program. Martin, that German research holding the cutting corporate taxes helps workers was used during the US election campaign by an American economist called Kevin Hassett. Who is he, and why would he be so interested in this alleged evidence?
Well, Kevin Hassett, first of all, thanks for having me on your wonderful show, Philip. Kevin Hassett is a highly respected economist who has now become President Trump's chairman of his Council of Economic Advisors. And Dr. Hassett has done research which says that the bulk of corporate tax cuts, the bulk of the benefit of corporate tax cuts goes to workers, not to the investors. And so that goes hand in glove with the political message that the Trump administration and the Republicans wanted to put forward as they pushed our most recent tax reform through Congress.
So, Martin, we're looking at cherry picking on a grand scale.
Yeah, let me say, I've been doing this for longer than I want to admit. I've read dozens and dozens of studies on corporate tax incidents, on who gets the benefits of corporate tax cuts, and the evidence is all over the place. And what you have, of course, in the political setting is, as you say, cherry-picking of results that are consistent with your political views. In the case of the United States, even though 70% of the American public thinks corporations do not pay enough tax, Congress was able to reduce corporate tax because of the tremendous focus on the one end of the spectrum of those results that emphasized that workers would get the results.
The voice of Martin Sullivan, who's the chief economist for Tax Analyst magazine, talking to us from the US and in the battle to win those hearts and minds on corporate tax, Martin. There's all that talk of economic modeling and empirical research, but you seem to believe, in fact I know you do, that the research is a muddle.
Absolutely. Study that Sebastian cited is an excellent study, but it is just one of literally dozens and perhaps hundreds that all have conflicting evidence. And macroeconomic models are fine things to have in your toolkit, but they're not going to solve all your problems. As I always say, the biggest economic crises in my lifetime were not predicted by economic models. That is, they don't work when you need them. For example, we had in the 70s, we had the oil price increase. In the 90s, we had the productivity boom, dot-com boom. And in 2008, we had the financial crisis. None of these were predicted by economic models. So models are very imperfect guides to what reality is.
Martin, in an article in the heat of the debate about Trump's tax legislation, you wrote about corporate tax incidents. Now, that's the word I introduced in the introduction. INCIDENCE as being really important. Now, we've all got our notebooks out. Can you make it simple? Incidents.
Yes. What incidents means is who really bears the burden of the tax. So my employer may pay a tax, but he may pass that along to me in the form of lower wages. So even though he is legally paying the tax, in that case, the incidence of the tax would be on me. So what economists tried to figure out is, even though corporations are paying the tax, who really bears the burden? Will corporations pass it along to their customers in higher prices? Will they pass it backwards to their workers in the form of lower wages? Or will their shareholders have to absorb it? And so incidents is just a fancy word for who's really paying the bill.
Back to Berlin and Sebastian. A couple of weeks ago, a German union negotiated a 28-hour week and a 4.3% pay rise, and not a mention of corporate tax cuts. Tell us about the significance of that union win, Sebastian.
Well, first of all, it's not that was one of our biggest industrial unions, the IG Metall. First, it doesn't mean that everyone is now working only 28 hours a week here. It means that under certain circumstances, you can use part of your pay to reduce your work time, part of additional pay. But nevertheless, this was for Germany quite significant wage settlement, because if you really look at it, well, again, it's very complicated, but if you break this down, all the elements of the wage negotiations, it's about a wage increase of roughly 4% for this year and 4% for the next year, which is a quite solid wage increase. And that's actually one of the first solid wage increases we have seen for a long time in Germany. As I said before, since the early 2000s, we had very low and weak wage increases. Incidentally, just after the major corporate tax cuts, and now this seems to change, and it is seen as a change in the overall trend of wages and incomes in Germany again, and that's what it makes so significant.
Sebastian, if Germany finally gets a new government by the end of the week, do you think Merkel's coalition would be pushing for corporate tax reform?
I mean, what the coalition is going to push for is for tighter rules at the European level against corporate tax avoidance and for a common tax base, so that companies cannot shift their profits between countries anymore. The coalition will most definitely not push for corporate tax cuts. I think we had our fair share of that, and we are, not overly impressed by the results as the population at large, and therefore we are not going to have that discussion anytime soon.
Martin, I know you share my joy in the great news that Trump is organizing for his second term. Of course, his tax cuts are a reality now, but you think workers will get a boost in their pay, at least in the short term?
Well, actually, my views line up with those of the highly respected and nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation, which is that in the short run, workers probably won't get any benefit. And in the long run, they'll probably get about 25% of the benefit. Notice that that's a far cry from the administration's view and Dr. Hassett's view that 70% of the benefit goes that way. So again, this is not hard science. Nobody really knows for sure, but I do believe those more conservative estimates that workers will get a lower share are in the mainstream. of economic thinking.
Gentlemen, it's great to talk to you both. Martin Sullivan, Chief Economist and Contributing Editor for Tax Analysts Daily and Weekly Publications, and our old friend Sebastian Dullion, Senior Policy Fellow at the European Council on Foreign Relations.